We have two more stories tonight. Coming up next, we have a person who is actually kind of connected to the world of games. I'm sure he's going to tell you about it. Mr. Jay Carberry?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've known you for a year, and I've never said your last name. I've only read it.
Awesome.
How about that?
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
People. Hi, my name's Jameson, and I'm a game developer. It feels really good to say that, but until recently, I wouldn't have called myself that. I feel like now it's the most appropriate thing I can call myself, but basically, I started a small tabletop gaming company about 3.5 years ago called Floater Goat Games. Thank you for the applause. At the time of its creation, I didn't think it was going to go anywhere special, but I had built the company with four of my best friends from my hometown, and today I can proudly say that we're doing big things. Looking back, I can't help but feel that I became a game developer on accident. When I approached my friends to start a company, they all thought it was a crazy idea. So did I, but I was out of work at the time, and the company only cost me $50 and some of my time. We made two games to start out with. The first was called Birds. It's a game which I love dearly. And then the second was an unnamed board game about time travel. It's not actually unnamed, but the name is already taken, so I won't talk about it anymore. We took Birds from concept to fully functional game, and we got to the point where we needed to print it. We went to Kickstarter, and we failed miserably. And then we went back to the drawing board. Despite having developed a game, at that point, I had developed a game all the way, I still didn't feel like a game developer. I learned a lot since then, a lot. And after heading back to Kickstarter with our third game called Zombies, a game on a glass, which was a drinking game, we were successful. The game came to print and we made 288 of them. Despite having gotten the game printed and into the hands of more than 50 people, I still didn't feel like a game developer. We then moved to our latest game called Something Different. The game was about rules and changing rules while interacting with everyone in the game. I have to thank the Nerdalogs and Public House a ton for their support. With their help, I was able to play the game with so many people, a lot of you in the audience here, and I was able to make the game into what it is today. We took Something Different to Kickstarter, and instead of the usual lackluster performance, we hit our goal in one day. By the end of the 30-day period, we raised enough money to print 10,000 units of our game, create and print an expansion pack for the game, and to make Kickstarter-exclusive bonus cards. I'm happy to say that I'll be shipping more than 7,000 copies of a game that I made with my friends out into the world. Better yet, we expect that by the end of the year, more than 20,000 people across more than 5 countries will have played the game. Now I feel like a game developer. But not because of the success. I feel like a game developer, and it's because while all this was happening, I got to watch other people play something I created and have a good time. I got to see something that I made go into the world and make other people smile. What made it all come together better was when I was called a game developer by somebody I had never met. That's when it felt real. Despite it all being true for the last 3.5 years, it was never about the title being true, it was about being proud to say it. So I'm Jameson, and I'm a game developer. Thanks.
Thank you, dude. What do people do if they want to play your game and they didn't back you on Kickstarter?
Well, they wait until after we've shipped everything out on Kickstarter, okay. And then we're totally opening a store. And in the meantime, you can come to any convention we're at. If you find us on Facebook, we'll list a whole bunch of them.
When you say opening a store, do you mean brick and mortar or online?
We're doing it online.
Okay.
We're going to be selling them online. And if any interested game store would like to get copies, we have great discounted rates.
I don't know any. Funny how this worked out. Thank you so much, Jay. All right.